There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we'll take a little break. Talk some NFL total. David, hit the music. Oh, college. My bad.
What sport is this you speak of?
College football, Mike.
9 years ago for me. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to start with you, Mike. I'm going to give you your moment because I took your moment away from you Saturday night in a text message. South Carolina took down Texas A&M. Let me just start here. Watching that, the atmosphere was amazing on TV. That place was rocking.
And they brought the cockaboose out. They brought a caboose onto the field with what the hell? What is it? Cocky? Is that the name of their guy? Whatever it is. It was a cartoon chicken. Dude, South Carolina, that place was live. That was awesome. The boost is loose.
44-20. I mean, that was never a chance for Texas A&M in that game.
That's my new team. I don't know. You know what? F my alma mater. Cockaboose. I told you arrested cockaboose was a dangerous cockaboose. I never wanted the Aggies to win more than ever.
Why do you hate South Carolina?
I was rooting for them, too.
They have never hurt us as Michigan State fans.
No, they haven't. I like Texas A&M, man. They won me over last week with the Aggie black matted helmets.
The boots.
Yeah, then they blew it this week after having their destiny in front of them to win the SEC.
Not a rest.
Whatever. I'm going to give Kenny a chance here to talk.
To what? Cry and moan. I didn't win by 50. Wah, wah.
Carson Beck, in his first 17 games as Georgia's starting quarterback, had 6 interceptions. In his last 4.5 games, he has 11 interceptions, including 3 in the game on Saturday. What's wrong with your quarterback, Kenny?
He plays like he stinks right now. I don't know what to tell you. Better not be doing that against Ole Miss next week or Tennessee in 2 weeks. 3 interceptions, 25 for 40. It's not good enough.
Not this weekend. Not at the Grove.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, we're home against Tennessee. You can't play that way.
Tennessee sucks. You'll be fine against
them. Nah, but trying to throw into triple covers, like, Carson, you're better than this. Like, I can, the tip pass or a Hail Mary interception, I'm fine with that. You're being aggressive, but
he did that multiple times that game. I was pulling my hair.
I'll be honest. I said it to Kenny before the show. I think both Carson Beck and Jalen Milroe, if they don't have a big few weeks here, they should seriously consider coming back because they're costing themselves millions.
I'm with you on that. I think both have an opportunity. If you win the SEC title game, whichever one, if they do, then that one probably is going to go ahead and lead. But
these turnovers, man, the NFL will pick you apart.
Even if Milroe wins it, go ahead and come on.
He should come back. Yeah. And I think he's hurt.
Yeah.
Before we get to some other things, I do want to have a quick discussion about Florida, though. Because Florida is 4-4, and we know before the season, Billy Napier was being talked about being on the hot seat. But it doesn't seem to be as bad as people thought.
Their thoughts on Florida. They're fighting really hard. Like, if the school is smart, which they're not, you'd let them come back because they're probably going to be awesome next year. Seriously. They fight, man. Barely lost to Tennessee.
Look, with Georgia, they were down seven starters and a third string QB. I'd give Napier a shot. It's gone better than I imagined.
Yeah.
But they'll fire him, probably do something stupid and hire Lane Kiffin.
See, I don't know. I mean, because I think they thought it was really going to go off the rails, and it didn't. So it's just enough that they'll call him in the office and say, congratulations, one more year. Let's see what you can do with it.
Yes.
Let's talk Ohio State.
Not like it's Florida State or anything like that.
Well, they got their own problems. Ohio State and Penn State, not really impressed with either in that game.
No.
Somebody had to win, so Ohio State ends up winning the game. But what are your thoughts on each team there? Like,
it's very simple for me. Fire James Franklin. Full stop. Any mealy-mouthed defense of this man, I don't want to hear it. You're at Penn State. Your job was to win a national championship. Nope, couldn't do that. Your job was to make a four-team playoff. Nope, couldn't do that. Your job is to beat Michigan and Ohio State. Nope, can't do that. You don't beat top 10 teams. You're at home. Will Howard lost his effing mind and handed you a 10-0 lead. At home. Let me check my notes. 3 points the last 45 minutes, and you put more energy into getting into it with a drunk idiot fan than you did coaching your team. Fire this loser. And I don't want to hear about the money. It's not even real. None of this is real. Christ, go into the endowment. Penn State's got like $7 billion. Figure it out. This guy's a loser. Get him out. And yes, I had Penn State plus 3.5. Get him out.
David, I think that James Franklin just simply needs more talent there, and this man could turn it around.
How hard is it to find a competent offense?
Like, I'm kidding.
I'm not.
He is the Penn State version of John Cooper. He is the guy that just can't beat a certain team. Death, taxes, and James Franklin losing to Ohio State. You saw this coming? I mean, it's what he does. He is what we thought he was. I wasn't shocked.
And no,
I wasn't surprised. You didn't score an offensive touchdown. But now Ohio State, you're not that good either.
Okay, so that's all I need to hear you say. Kudos to you. You got the game right. Thank you for at least admitting this is...
Oh, no, Ohio State, you're not that good either. You should not feel confident about yourself. And really, I told you, we'll talk more about it in a couple weeks.
What?
I don't think you beat Indiana, Ohio State. I think it's going to be Indiana and Oregon and Indianapolis.
You're inviting him to go a certain direction now. Great.
Well,
go ahead, smartass. What do you want to say?
You talking about
is that a hot take?
No, I don't think so.
Ohio State's hot not
take.
Good.
Hot take? No. We just had Cignetti's baby. He just blew our back out. What are you kidding me? Up 10-0, you give up 47 straight?
But, Michael, it was...
Cignetti's got no cartilage left in his knees.
No.
It's been more than 6 hours.
But the positive side, it was the first time that they had ever been not winning the entire season.
Well, I'll just move on to Oklahoma State, I guess.
What do you want me to say?
I think there needs to be wholesale changes on the offensive side. They've regressed at the quarterback position. The offensive philosophy is bad. Ollie Gordon, non-factor this year.
It's been a
offensive
problem.
Offensive line is overmatched.
It's been a problem on the O-line all year, and it's weird because they're all veterans. They're all mature. A couple of the guys, starters last year, from day one this season. The O-line hasn't gelled for Ollie Gordon. Then Gordon has been banged up. The quarterback play is what you just hit on. Bowman is garbage. He should have been on LinkedIn finding a job. Then the backup comes into play and shows a little life. He dies. Why? Because BYU, apparently, with their magic underpants, has a pipeline to God, and they stole that game 38-35. Yeah, change everything. Cutscene. Somebody get Cignetti some ice for his balls. He's a little sore the day after. 47-10. I thought you got busy with some of your visits.
Oh, whoa. Okay, then.
The guy packed a week in hedonism into one afternoon at Spartan Stadium.
Well, work has something to do with that, throwing for 4 touchdowns.
Ask Kurt. He'd know.
That's a good place to end it right there. That is
47-10.
College football blitz.
Sports sucks.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.